This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome into another episode of Five Out.
When you say Five Out, what do you mean by that?
A lot's happened since last episode, but at the same time also, really there hasn't been a lot happening because there haven't been any games, but everything off the court has been different to say the least, and now we don't know. Are we going to see the season concluded? Are we going to see postseason this year? Is it going to get pushed back through the summer, and then what happens to next year's schedule and start time and everything? We're going to talk about that. Matt and Ty are with me as well. We're doing it remotely now, too, because there are now rules at the station. Just the world is a very different place since we last spoke to you guys. And we are taking questions, too, so we'll have some of those throughout the course of the episode. And we're going to keep taking those going forward as well, because without any games, we're going to be getting creative. We're going to be doing some different stuff because we want to give you guys something to listen to, something different while there's a lot of other crap going on in the world right now, and it's serious stuff, but we want to give you some level of escape when you want to be able to get away from things. So you can count on us to give you a weekly episode still going forward no matter what. That is not going to change. And if you have any questions, if you haven't left a rating interview, please by all means go and do that as well. Let us know with any of that stuff on Twitter or Instagram at 5OutPod. You can also DM me on Twitter as well with any questions or anything like that at @Nick_Fryer.
And let's get it going.
Look, I'm just trying to be all right with it, yeah. I'm just trying to be all right with it, yeah. I'm just trying to see the light in it. I think we should take a ride with it. I'm just trying to spend the night with it, yeah. I just want to be all right with it, yeah.
Big day for the station. Tuesday, what is it, March 17th, will be the day remembered as the day that WEI dominated the news cycle. While Tom Brady goes and leaves for Tampa Bay, Dale Arnold got it right. Fourier's been on it for friggin' months that he's going to go to Tampa Bay. Ty, how pumped was he when Schefter confirmed that news? I'm sure you were with him or talked to him.
So it's funny. He actually screwed up the own confirmation. So a fake Adam Schefter account tweeted it out like 2:15 or something like that. So we're in our first segment, and Christian looks at the tweet. He goes, "You guys aren't going to believe this. Yes, I'm right." And then I look at my co-producer, and I go, "Is he looking at the same fake Adam Schefter account that I am, or did he just – completely duped?" Obviously, he got duped. He ended up being right. But the long story short is, this is the time of the year. Always check for that blue check mark, whether it be the NBA, the NFL, whatever. But yeah, it was a big day for the station. Christian's right. Dale's right. And
we'll see if they can start getting some NBA scoops here eventually.
Yeah, that'd be – yeah, Woj just tweeting out stuff earlier, and obviously there's the whole – there's the Durant stuff we'll get into. But, Matt, how you feeling that your guy's going to be wearing a Bucks uni? You going to buy one? You buy a Brady Bucks jersey?
No, I wouldn't buy one if it was given it to me for free. But
why would you buy it if it was given it to you for free?
I'm saying I wouldn't even wear it. I meant wear it.
Okay. Anyways.
I don't think I was that – I don't think I was shocked. I think, you know, from what you were saying, the station, a lot of people were reporting that he wasn't going to come back. So,
right.
I think it's the initial, like, holy shit, he actually did it. But I think it's been time. Like, I'm sick of the drama between him and Belichick. I wish he just retired instead of went to another team. But I think it makes it compelling now.
It's Brady versus Belichick. They can both get there.
And I will say this, like, because I feel like I've always said, the last 4 or 5 years, almost every Sunday during the regular season, always felt like the same game. For the Pats. I don't know if anybody else felt like that. Like, you just – I think we just take for granted how great they are. But it was like watching the same game. At least this year will be, like, it's different.
Last year was different, too. Last year, you weren't watching games at one point in the year,
right? That's
right.
That is true. That is true.
Yeah. You spoiled Brad.
Well, that's just because they sucked.
Well, they did suck. But, I mean, Ty would have killed to have the Patriots as his team.
Yeah. No, I can understand that.
Are you jealous, by the way, Ty?
Of the Patriots?
Well, I mean, no, of the Bucks, because they're right there in Florida, and your team's doing what?
Nothing. They're trading away everybody. They're getting rid of their star players.
So they're basically being the Jags.
I would have liked to have seen the Jaguars go after Tom Brady, but it doesn't really match what they're trying to do. You got to have a team that, you know, the Bucks fit everything he was looking for and what they were looking for in him. So they're trying to win now. Did you guys hear the rumor that Brady was, you know, he obviously started this production company. Did you hear the rumor that he may be announcing his, obviously everyone knows he's going to the Bucks, but he may be formally announcing where he's going via the media company?
That doesn't stun me. I did not see that, but that's the thing I get so annoyed with some of these guys. When you become so big, it's like, I have to control the narrative. And it becomes that in the NBA sometimes. It's like
LeBron.
Yeah. LeBron's the biggest culprit of that. And then Kevin Durant has his show, and he could have done it through his production company where the whole COVID thing came out. But instead he goes and tells Shams where with this stuff, the Nets cannot leak that information. Otherwise they can get in, like, I think legal trouble, because I'm seeing HIPAA and everything thrown around. But it has to be the player or the individual that gets diagnosed that, I guess, informs people. But yeah, so that's part of why I'm not like sad to see Brady go. He got too.
Yeah, he was different. Not showing up for the OTA, like,
yeah,
he always was about just winning and playing. And I'm not saying he isn't that anymore, but it's bigger than that. Like, he's. It's his brand. It's his wife. It's you know, I get a little too much. I mean, again, I'm very appreciative. A lot of great memories, but I think it was time. Legend. It was time.
That's why
I respect Belichick, bro. Because at the end of the day, he treats everybody the same.
I would say he treated him different. I would say, because he still hung on a little longer.
Different, but he still didn't give him what he wanted.
No, you're right. He did not give him what he wanted. And that's obviously been the biggest news. Like, the only live action sport right now, there's bull riding, there's horse racing, and then UFC's done. I think wrestling's done. Maybe there's still wrestling. Nobody can go to those events, though. And then there's NFL free agency. All because last time we recorded the show, it has been not even a week, because we recorded on a Wednesday last time. It's been just about a week, though, since the Rudy Gobert news broke. And holy shit, it feels like it's been a month and a half, doesn't it?
That's a really good point. I can't believe that was last Wednesday.
It was last Wednesday.
That felt like a month ago.
The world is, like, literally falling apart in less than a week.
You mean the world's falling apart around us?
America.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have – well, you're actually still on summer – you're still on spring break for your school, right?
Correct, but like I told you, we're now canceled. We don't have school until April 6th, the minimum.
Mm-hmm.
And you're doing all online stuff, yeah.
And Ty, what are some people at the station doing stuff remotely?
Yeah, Glenn and Dale are doing their shows in their house. I think Danielle is now doing the same thing.
What's Danielle's excuse?
I don't know.
Like Dale and Glenn, I get they're old as shit.
Yeah, they need to. Well, dude, but it's crazy. Like,
no disrespect, Dale. You won today, no doubt.
I was just on a plane today. You should have seen all the 80-year-olds on the plane. I can't believe people. Some people just don't. I don't think care.
You want to know how our policy, the WEI policy, makes no sense? Christian Fourier was landed from an international flight last night, went through customs, and was at work today.
But what happened when the Rudy Gobert news broke out, Ty? Did you hear that everybody was freaking out because I was at that game when the Jazz were in town?
Yeah, everyone assumed you gave it to him.
Everybody thought I had it and somehow freaking passed it along at the station. People are freaking out. And Keith's on the radio saying that I gave it to – and it's on Twitter. They were joking, but there were other people legitimately bugged out. They thought that I had given the station COVID-19.
Good Lord.
Like, what world do we live in? Like, where I just because I was in proximity, close as I was to Rudy and Donovan Mitchell – I maybe walked by Mitchell, but Rudy Gobert, it had to be at least 10 feet. There's no way it was closer than that. But, man, these are weird times. And down in your beautiful state of Florida, Ty, you got people all around the beaches, too. Like, it's still
– you should have seen how many people were still going to, like, Disney – because Disney shut down their parks and everything on Sunday. But mm-hmm. Until Sunday, there's people – just thousands and thousands of people just going in there, like, not caring. Like, I think – I mean, that's half the problem. If we want this to end quicker, there's got to be some, like, shutdown, like, lockdown. Yeah. I'm telling you, because people don't care. And it sucks that people are this selfish because, you know, if you're a younger person and you're healthy, you're like, I don't care. What does it matter? But it's not mm-hmm. about that, because if you do get it, yeah, you might be okay, but you're going to keep – spread. The spread continues.
The state of Florida, in my experience of living there – they have never let their health prevent them from having a good time. So, in anything. So, it's a completely different country living in Florida. But yeah, they're very unintelligent, and the people that were on the beach are not helping it at all. I honestly still can't believe that was last week that we discussed all this. You know, breaking it down in real time on the podcast. It seems like that was last month.
That's right. It was freaking. The season gets canceled as we record the show, and you know Rudy gets diagnosed with it. Then it's Donovan Mitchell. Then it's Christian Wood. But then it's like, oh, Christian Wood give it to Rudy Gobert because that could have happened too. Because the way it all lined up, he was showing signs. I think before the Pistons played the Jazz, after the Celtics were in town, and then we find out today that four Nets have it. One of them's Kevin Durant. They were last in Boston on March 3rd, which is 2 weeks from today.
So that I was at that game.
Okay, exactly.
I just been around the corona the whole time.
There you go. And then three of those guys, one of them being Durant, was asymptomatic. One of them has shown symptoms. So who knows how long the guy that's showing symptoms has had it, because it can take, 5 to 12 or 14 days for you to show signs.
It's ridiculous.
So it's just nonstop. And – pretty much what we've been able to deal with now in terms of sports is ESPN Classic. If you have NBA TV, going back and watching old games on League Pass from this season, which I don't know who's going to necessarily want to do that. That particularly doesn't do much for me. And then there's nothing else. Seriously, I've watched I have Lord of the Rings on repeat right now. I've had Star Wars on. I've watched all the pandemic friggin' movies that you can think of, like 28 Days Later. Dude,
nah, I keep it light. I've been watching Zombieland. That's my double tap, man.
Double tap?
Have you seen it? Have you seen Zombieland?
I've seen Zombieland. What are you taking for?
I'm sorry.
Come on, dude.
You said double tap like you were questioning what I was saying.
I know. Well, okay. But is double tap out yet? That's actually what I was. That's what I meant.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay, so you okay? Well, that's the second one. Did you know there was a second one?
Oh, that's what the second one's called?
Yes.
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
That's why I said that.
I need to go watch that then.
Yeah,
I don't know if that's what it was called.
Ty, I'm sure you were very, very happy when you found out, when we all found out that Frozen 2 got an early release to Disney Plus.
I'm very upset they announced today the Michael Jordan documentary, the Bulls 98 team.
I need that. That's not coming out now. I need that injected in my veins, injected into it.
So it looked like there was a chance. I think it was the New York Post media critic said that there was some traction to it. It seemed like there was a movement going. Everybody was trying. I know all three of us were trying by retweeting. But I guess there are certain parts of the documentary that haven't been filmed yet. So that's kind of a problem.
Right. It's only been, you know, that season only happened like 20 years ago. So maybe like after 40 years, we'll finally get a documentary about the greatest dynasty to ever play in the professional sports history of the earth. I mean, it's unbelievable. How is this possible?
Ty, I was going to feel really good for you. It's going to be a good moment for you.
No, Ty is definitely not allowed to feel good in 2020. None of us are, but definitely not Ty.
How can they not have this ready? I don't get that.
Well, and the thing is, too, you look at every movie out there now that's supposed to come out this year or in 2021, whatever, everything that's supposed to be filmed, it's all been delayed. So this was originally supposed to come out.
Everything's being delayed.
Yeah.
Ty, was it the start of June for this documentary?
I think, it's a 10-part series in June is what it was, yeah.
So I hate to tell everybody, but don't be stunned if we're even late on that, too.
They won't air it in June because that's when the NBA games come back. And what are you going to do, put it in July or in August when the NBA finals are on ABC?
Mm-hmm.
So then
that kind of brings us to the larger point of this episode. Do you guys think that they're going to end up picking a play?
I think you, I mean, we talked about it earlier, Ryan. I can't imagine them having to see. I think it's over. Or unless you literally play, it seems like they're going to – I just saw something on Twitter, something about them, you know, they're gearing maybe possibly starting back in July. I'm like, what? July?
Yeah, I saw Woj said that there's reason to think that they could actually pick up before June, believe it or not. Let me see if I can find
really?
That. They had a conference call with a couple doctors today. Here we go. The ex-U.S. Surgeon General Vivek Murthy, which I have no idea, never heard that name before, delivered
Surgeon
NBA.
General.
Yeah, oh, there you go. Thanks. Delivered NBA Board of Governors call a message consistent with other credible health organizations on grim potential impact of coronavirus pandemic in U.S., but left owners with hope of restarting season/playoff games before July.
Oh, great.
So it is mid to late June is what he had said a little while ago.
Ooh. He just tweeted something else, didn't he?
Yeah, amid the coronavirus pandemic, the NBA is planning to raise its credit line up to $1.2 billion. Sources tell ESPN the previous credit line has been $650 million. Holy crap, they just doubled it.
Good God. That is crazy.
Man, what the hell? And no March Madness. Ty, do you think we're going to get any NBA games or what?
I think we'll absolutely get an NBA season resumed. It all depends on if society's back to normal. But I think we're back to normal. I'm just guessing June 1st. And I think Chris Mannix was on OMF, and he said that the NBA owners want a 5-10 game regular season before any resumption for the playoffs. So if they're going to resume the season, you have a short, you know, kind of warm-up period. Then you have the playoffs. I think all the playoff series wouldn't be seven-game series besides the finals, and all of them would be just a best of five maybe. Mm-hmm. And I think if you would do it in June, then you could have it done by mid-August. That's probably the best-case scenario, but mm-hmm. I think no matter what, I think there's going to be basketball played before – next season starts in December.
The only issue that we run into with all this, if they go ahead and go with the full-fledged playoff system and have to have a few regular season games. You got to have five or something like that. If you go and do that, or if you even did Spencer Dinwiddie's out here trying to do like a March Madness style thing, which I appreciate the hustle. He's been all over Twitter lately. But I just – you have to look at how does that impact next season too. do you guys want to start, you know, have the season start in December and then it rolls into August every single year? I know the Hawks owner or GM or whoever the hell it was, Bontemps, reported that story. He wants that. He wanted it before all this coronavirus shit happened. I don't want that. I want no part of NBA in the summer. Like end it, the draft and everything.
Basketball
was
perfect. Basketball is not a summer sport.
No, it's not. Not unless you're just messing around. That's it. Or
and
training.
That would screw up with a lot of the Olympic stuff too. And not that a lot of people care, but.
No, but you mean that would eventually become, in effect, you would just have amateurs in that. That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you wouldn't have NBA players. Or you wouldn't have the best NBA guys.
No, and we've seen that if you don't have the best NBA guys, you know, if you don't have the best of the best,
you're
not
going to win.
It's not a guarantee anymore.
I'm with you. I don't want that to happen.
No.
I think the thing is too that a lot of 8 weeks has been thrown around, like that's when life might, you know, come back to being normal.
We'll see.
But I think it's just the not knowing. We don't know. This could last longer than 8 weeks. It could be shorter than, I don't know. It seems like we're all taking the right measures, like, you know, like the NBA and these leagues, they've done a great job of shutting everything down because you need to. And like I was telling you before, like Disney and all that, like, you know, because those places are going to take hits financially, but they have to do it. It's just more of people being, you know, holding themselves accountable and not just like, you know, going out and St. Paddy's Day and all the videos I saw that was ridiculous.
Oh my God. What the hell was that about? Was it Southie Ty?
It was
that
crazy.
Everyone's going out?
That's why they've had to shut all that stuff down. Cause people don't care.
No, people don't.
No, they don't care. You pro spring or, I mean, you pro summer basketball, Ty?
I would love it. I don't really care because if it's going to be on TV, a lot of times in the summer, it's too fucking hot to go outside and do shit. So I'll sit at home and watch basketball. I mean, it's going to be on at night anyway. So, you know, give me basketball in the summer midweek. Of course. What else is on TV?
Baseball.
Red Sox, Tigers. Okay. No,
that's it. Honest, in the grand scheme of basketball and its supremacy, yeah, I mean, that could help it out quite a bit. It could, because it's that versus baseball, and basketball is going to win. I'd bet on basketball, 1,000%.
There's nothing on TV until September that is going to battle the NBA. So
yep.
they have pretty much a 3-4-5 month window to squeeze the last month of the season and the NBA playoffs in. I think it's a huge window, and it would blow my mind if they do not resume the season. I mean,
yeah.
I've had my mind blown a lot in the last like week through all this shit, but that would be incomprehensible that we have a 5 month window to squeeze in a month of the season and a month and a half of playoff action, and they just can't figure out a way to do it. They're gonna do it without fans before anything.
Yeah, that's the thing is I don't know if they have fans at all. It won't be till August. I would be stunned before that, because the other thing you got to, I mean, look, we're not doctors here. We don't want to play doctors, but you would tend to think that once they start letting people out, there might be somewhat of a spike again in the amount of cases. It may not be as high as what we're seeing now, but it will probably be affected even though it gets down to a controllable rate. You know what I mean? So they're going to probably wait a while. That's why they're saying July and August. Honestly, though, I feel like the sports leagues, especially the NBA, has been ahead of the government on this, like, embarrassingly. Don't you guys?
You're breaking up there. What?
Oh, sorry. I said that I think the NBA has been ahead of the government way more than, like, in an embarrassing amount.
Yes, 100%. They've taken way more. I mean, they took way more precaution than any league, I think. But again, they did also have a player test positive, and that kind of just shut everything down.
Yeah. The only baseball team that's had it is the Yankees, right, Ty?
I thought there's
two minor leaguers. That's it.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, who did you think was the Mets, Matt, you thought?
No, I thought I've seen two players. I couldn't remember what team. I knew one of the Yankees. I don't know if they both were.
It was two Yankee minor leaguers. I haven't seen any hockey guys. Have you guys seen anything like that? I've seen actors. Idris Elba got it. The redhead, I don't remember his name, but the redhead guy from Game of Thrones who's from –
Yes. That was like a big, like, news thing, which is kind of crazy.
Yep, he got it. Him, Tom Hanks.
So, Yeah, I was gonna say Ty was talking about like how Rudy Gobert was the most famous guy that had it when he first got it, but now it's got to be my man Tom Hanks.
And Idris Elba got it too.
Well, KD.
Yeah, KD.
Justin Trudeau's wife in Canada.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean that'd be basically Melania Trump getting it here.
You're right. Yeah. The one that was like the most like, wait, what was had to be Tom Hanks for me. But Kevin Durant was like, dude, this guy hasn't been on any road trips all season. If he got it on the road trip, that would suck. The one road trip he's gone on all friggin' year. But it's been you couldn't – even with everything that was going on in China beforehand, and then those guys are running into problems over there too. Apparently, the Chinese Basketball League wants – I think that's what the top league is called over there. Apparently, they've told Americans, you have to come back, and if you don't, you can face up to a 3-year suspension. That's coming from ESPN. That's a friggin' joke.
Wow.
That's communism. 3-year suspension.
What did you just say?
That's communism.
Honestly, yeah, no, literally, they are.
The government runs the Chinese Basketball Association.
That's a good point. That is a very good point.
That's why I wouldn't play basketball in China.
Yeah. Maybe we'll try and get a guy who's been playing overseas. There's a guy from our area, Matt, that's actually been playing overseas who's actually in Ireland.
I'm saying, like, I wonder, like, most guys aren't going back, right? And they're just going to say, screw it, and they'll play in a different country?
To China? I mean,
I don't know.
They're refusing to go back. That's where this whole suspension thing is coming from, is that guys are saying they don't want to go back. I don't blame them. Right now,
I wouldn't go out there. No. We have a lockdown here. Why the hell would you freaking go out there?
You just got kicked out of there. Now you're back here, and it's chaos. It's chaos in Italy. It's just – It's like nonstop, and then Poland's declared a state of emergency. But anyways, the people now, obviously there are a lot of people suffering from all this. You know, whether it's outside of the U.S., you know, people who are actually getting sick and dealing with this illness. But the other people that got hit hard too, Matt, you alluded to it before when we brought up the NCAA tournament, basketball players, the hockey players, and then the spring athletes, whether it's high school or basketball. I mean, we touched on that last time with the possibility of that happening because, like, we joked about the Ivy League, how they canceled shit so quickly. It's like, well, they kind of saw what was going to happen, I guess. But, damn, I cannot help but feel for those guys and girls. Like, it's just awful what they're
doing. And I know that, like, they're saying that they're going to get those athletes another year of eligibility, but it's not
everybody's going to take that.
Well, you can't, because most people aren't on like full. Most spring athletes aren't on full scholarship. So,
for sure,
for a kid, what are you going to go spend more money on another year of school just so you can play your senior year again? Like, I don't know. It just doesn't seem right.
Yeah, to anybody, because someone said that. I think it was Eamon from one of the producers at the station said that when I tweeted out like how I really, because I was a spring athlete and I really, that one really hit me. And the thing is, I could have applied for a red shirt for my freshman year because of how much I played, and then I would have had a fifth year after having a good senior year and everything. And I didn't do that, or I could have. I was hurt all senior year. I could have taken the year off and applied for a red shirt, whatever. I didn't do that because, like, at some point, you gotta move on and go into the real world, you know. So, like, if you're not a stud, then more than likely you're gonna try and go and become an adult. It's tough. Like, people don't get this shit.
Yeah, I feel bad for even high school athletes, you know, because they definitely don't get another year.
No.
Did you guys did you see the Florida State Senate declared FSU, the Seminoles, the 2020 national champions?
Of what? Huh?
The Florida State Seminoles are the 2020 college basketball national champions, at least according to Florida State lawmakers. A 37-2 vote in the Florida State Senate, Senator Joe Gruters, a Republican from Sarasota, introduced the resolution on Friday. They spent actual time in the government.
That's an embarrassment.
And they voted Florida State the national champions of 2020 because, quote, they were favored to challenge the top seeds in the national tournament and take home the title.
That's one of the most – I can't believe government –
so sad.
That's your state, Ty.
That's embarrassing. I don't rep Florida. I'm an Indiana guy. If that happens in Indiana, I'll condemn that shit. But that is so sad for a former resident of Florida. That is so sad.
Oh, my God. That is the dumbest shit. And then they got everybody on the freaking beaches, and they can't get them out of there, but they can go and figure out that Florida State has the national titles. And actually, that goes into one of the questions that we got. I put out a call and to see if we can get some questions. Honestly, I think we can just keep taking them. We'll have the Medeiros mailbag completely wide open going forward until games start back up or whatever. But one of the questions that we got was from was on Instagram on the post that we put out earlier. It's from Kylie Calandra, and she asked, college basketball's over. What storylines do we miss out on? What could have been? I mean, the Dayton one is, of course, the biggest one. That they totally got screwed in all this.
Yep. The first one to me, without last year's college basketball tournament, Carson Edwards is not on the Celtics.
Ah, wow. Yeah.
Go ahead. He's not in the NBA this year if there's no NCAA tournament last year. He was literally the biggest name in the NCAA tournament last year.
Such a really good point.
He was going off for 30 or 40 a game. Like, he was
the guy. I mean, think about it. Most guys, that's not having that tournament. I mean, whoa, Steph Curry. No, yeah. I get Steph Curry still would have got drafted, but would he be top 10 if he didn't have that crazy run he had in March Madness?
Nope.
Maybe not.
Probably not.
We miss out on the theatrics and some of these guys. I mean, that's the other thing. I saw Woj put that out there too in the Draft Express guy. I forget his name. Giovanni, I believe it is.
Yeah, Jonathan Gavoni.
Gavoni.
Gavoni, wow. Something like that.
I think it's spelled Gavoni, but I thought it was pronounced Giovanni. Yeah. Anyways, point is that they said that these guys are going to have to enter the draft knowing that they're probably not going to be able to work out with teams. They're not going to have an individual – nothing. I feel like that's got to impact quite a few guys where we may see some of them who normally would have gone to the draft. Now they're going to have to stick around for maybe another year.
Yeah. I think it hurts like the four-year guys, like the seniors. Like, did anyone have any idea who CJ McCollum was until they beat Duke?
That's true. Like, no, I didn't.
He's another guy who like just – we had no idea who he was. He got in the tournament, made some noise, and then and that was it. And he gets in the NBA, and he's a star. But, yeah, it kind of sucks that, you know, you won't see guys that will break out like that.
No, that's the worst part. Honestly, the worst part is the unknown, because there's so much shit could have happened in this tournament every year. And we got a couple other questions that we got thrown away, and I will warn you guys, because I haven't shared them with you. I said that they can ask us anything that they want. So some of this shit's not basketball. But honestly, the thing too, going back to having the season, I think that the Kevin Durant development in this, you know, with Gobert and Mitchell, it's huge. Those are big ass names. But when it's Durant, then it's like, I don't know. I don't know that they're going to play this year. I would have said, that shows you how much the news cycle is changing. I would have said on Saturday that they were going to play this year again. Durant makes me think they won't.
See, I would agree with you just on him being the biggest name, and he could probably sway it. Whether he thinks they should come back or not, he probably has a lot to say in this whole thing now. But Rudy Gobert and Donovan Mitchell both like seem like they're completely fine. I think Donovan Mitchell was on Good Morning America. He's like, I could play in a 7-game series tomorrow. You would have no idea I have coronavirus unless
that's
you
part
like
of the problem,
saw
though.
Diagnosis. Well, no, like he never had any problems at all.
But
so,
but that's the thing, Ty, is he can get it and then he can
give
pass
it to someone
else not knowing.
Right. So all you have to do is tell these guys, do not come in contact with people who are, with underlying health conditions or the elderly. That seems to be a very reasonable request if you want to continue the NBA season. And if these guys can have this and play with no problems, all they have to do is make sure their daily life does not come into contact with old people or people that are not healthy. It doesn't
right,
seem like
but,
it's that hard.
And look, you're right that those are the at-risk people, but at some point you want to get rid of this thing because, again, not a scientist, but when does this thing evolve into something where it's an issue for everybody? You know what I mean?
Yeah, oh, I'm with you. It's something that we'll eventually have to have. The fastest way to make it go away is to have a national lockdown for 2 weeks where nobody really leaves their house. Like, that would be the fastest way to get rid of it.
Yeah.
But that's just not really
possible, I don't think. And
thanks, Florida.
You know, yeah, thank you, Florida.
Anyways, all right. Do you guys have anything before we get to the questions? Because we got quite a few today.
Let's hear them. Let's hear them.
Okay. So we had that first one. Let's jump to – okay. So this is from Taylor in Rehoboth. He DM'd me this one, so I just want his handle out there. He asked a few Celtics-oriented questions. I mean, he's got a ton. Stop me if you guys want to jump in on one, either one of you. Do you talk about the team? Do you talk about what the players need to work on during their time off? You know, Romeo, your three ball – do you talk about what would be ideal lineups, who fits with each other, strengths and weaknesses? Do you talk about Brad's strengths and weaknesses, thinks about your thoughts about his weird-ass rotations?
Who is he asking? Is he asking if Brad talks to the players about their strengths and weaknesses or us talk about them?
I think he's asking us. I mean, if we – I left a very open-ended on the questions, so I assume they're for us.
I would say that the team – I don't think it's – what does it matter if we think they should work on shit? I think for them, this is the time to work on their weaknesses. But I also, for the Celtics, thought – not this is a good thing, but at least they got some – if they do come back and play, at least Kemba and stuff can get right with his knee and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Because obviously it's some guys that were nicked up, so – I think it's I don't know. It's weird. Like, what do you do? You're in the middle of a season,
and they can't practice together right now either.
Yeah, and you have like a month off. I think it's obviously a time to get better individually, self reflect. I'm guessing most of these guys can get into a gym. I don't.
Namaste.
Can you? Can you get into a gym?
Like, you got to have a personal gym, I think, at this point, right?
Because you can't go in the Celtics facility.
Oh, you can go in, probably go in the Celtics. Yeah, you can go in the Celtics facility. But you have to get your temperature taken, I think, before you go in. You have to have, like, a doctor present, something along those lines. Yeah,
I don't know. Crazy. Get physically right, get into a private gym then. I don't know. Yeah, I guess it is. It's just really weird. I don't know. I mean, how much contact I wonder they have with Brad, but if any.
I think the most important thing that can come out of this is Romeo Langford could crack the starting lineup afterwards, right, Ty?
Yeah.
I would agree with this. If I'm Brad Stevens, I'm telling Romeo Langford, before you go to sleep every night, just like you're 8 years old, just take that basketball, flip it up to the ceiling. 1,000 shots in your bed towards the ceiling. We're going to fix that for him when we get back from the coronavirus, Romeo. That jumper is going to be wet.
God himself couldn't fix that jump.
Oh, man. The Kemba one is the biggest thing. Him and I would say Hayward, too, because his foot was supposedly an off-and-on issue. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know if that he comes back and he looks good. But that's another thing, too. Expect Hayward to be sticking around past this year because this is going to impact the what is it, the salary cap and everything.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, we said he's not – we've been saying this from the jump, and we're not alone. He's not going to go and get a max deal. I think I saw Chris Grenham from Forbes dissected it. He would be eligible to make $40 million for a max per year, which Hayward not getting that money, one. Two, he wouldn't be getting $30 million more than likely if he was decided to become a free agent this year. And now that there's not going to be that same salary cap, why would I think he's going to get, like, 25 even. He's better off sticking around for here.
He's gonna pick up that option.
The question's not about whether he picks it up, it's whether Danny moves him, because everybody knows.
Good point.
Everyone knows he's not getting, what, $35-38 million in the open market. Like, that's a given. That's not happening. Mm-hmm. So now it's whether, okay, do they need a big? Do they need a bench score? Do they need another guard, to back up Kemba, something.
But who's gonna take on that contract?
Yeah, who's going to have that room for that money?
Ty, who would take an average player at $30 million? Oh, my God. I know you get mad at me for ever saying that, but I've told you.
I'm not mad at you. I'm just saying the average is I think, a little aggressive. I think it's above average.
It's not aggressive. It's what he is. We've went over this. If you're really bad one game and you're good the next game, what are you? You're average.
I understand that, but my other thing is, what happens if – are you going to be saying the same thing about Victor Oladipo if he's not where he needs to be next season, where you would think he's – because him and Hayward are – it's like a similar thing. Oladipo obviously started a little later. What?
I know Gordon Hayward's not an average, but I'm saying what his performances are.
Yes, fine.
That's what
fine.
He is. And Oladipo, right now, he's an average NBA player because
Oladipo's not even average right now.
Well, he's probably below. I mean, but I'm not saying like I think he's a bad player. I'm just saying what he is right now at his physical standpoint. And I don't know, Gordon. It's been 2 years from the injury, so we can like you. We've talked about. Can we keep going? Well, you know, maybe next year. Like, no, I just think at this point, maybe this is who he is now.
Now, what if it's like? So I think what you could do with Gordon is trade for a guy like a – I don't know. Like I'm looking up some bad contracts. Tim Hardaway's on a two-year, $39 million deal. So you take back Tim Hardaway. Well, you need he's a bench scorer, and you take a pick and maybe another guy with a
bad contract. Can Luka come with him?
Ideally, yeah. Give me Alonzo too. So you're going to get a package. It wouldn't really be like a one-for-one deal if you traded away Gordon, but you definitely get some picks or something. But I don't know.
I think they want more picks.
Danny's never trading Gordon.
No, please don't get any more picks, Danny, so you can pick me Romeo Langford for that 16 again.
I mean, that's the other thing, too. What are they going to do with all these picks? You're not going to be able to look at guys. You're just going to go based off your scouting report. I mean, we talked about it with the draft stuff, but that was another part of Taylor from Rehovas' questions, too, is like do the Celtics trade up? I mean, my thing is, who's going to want to trade with that?
I don't love this draft, so no.
That's fair. But the other thing is, who's going to want to trade with them? Because, like, if you don't love the draft, I'm assuming most others don't love the draft. Everything I've heard is not the deepest draft in the world. So why are they going to want – who's going to want any part of three picks outside the lottery?
Nobody. With you. I wouldn't trade up unless you trade a
future pick, and then maybe because people don't – I don't know. I don't think that's realistic for them to trade up in the draft.
You package guys for a
skull. Trade Gordon Hayward for Steven Adams. There we go. We're all set.
You want Aquaman?
I just want a big dude that's a presence.
So
and that one, way Tice can be his backup because I love Tice in that role.
This was not directed at us, but I did come across this because I've seen a lot of this now on Twitter, especially where people are saying, if you had like one game, what would be your best lineup? I know Spencer Dinwiddie made his all-time NBA starting lineup, and it would be LeBron, Kobe, Shaq, Kevin Durant, and MJ.
MJ is not on that list. Hold
no, MJ was on there. I think he said LeBron was the.
You saw me get an argument, by the way, with as Fennis would call him, the number two fan.
I did see that because that was regarding the Team A, Team B thing.
Well, it really got down to because he pretty much said Larry Bird is better than all those five guys.
That was a different team. That was a different team, right?
No, that was on that five that I sent you. It was Steph. It was Steph, Shaq, MJ, KD, and LeBron.
It was Kobe, but whatever.
No, Kobe wasn't in it. Kobe was not on the list. It was those five on that team, and it was like, would they go 82-0? And I wasn't even really like pondering the question more. I was just like, that team would be unguardable. Those five guys.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said. Then some other guy tweeted like, "Oh, what about this lineup?" And whatever. It was a decent like list of players. I mean, not decent. It was a good list of players, but. I still would pick the one that was originally put in the picture. And then fan number two said that Larry Bird was better than all five guys on the list. And I'm sorry. I didn't even argue anybody else other than just faculty, like MJ. Like, don't tell me. Listen, I'm not hating on Larry Bird. MJ, come on. I don't think that's even a debate.
No, I don't think.
And I know you're. And I know you love Larry Bird. I don't disrespect Larry Bird. MJ.
Well, you don't anymore. I've shamed you enough.
The best player of all time.
Yes, of course he is. Of course he is.
And I'm not a LeBron guy. And I would argue LeBron's better than Larry Bird. And I'm not even a LeBron guy. I'd like Larry Bird more than LeBron.
There's no argument there, right? Like people actually argue Larry's better than LeBron. That's laughable.
So our number two fan was arguing that Larry.
It's at Phil Jago on Twitter. You can say yes.
I didn't know. He doesn't care.
Oh yeah, well, he's out there tweeting shit and everything. He's fine. Yeah. He's good.
Listen,
I still love him. You may hate him, but I love him.
Shaq is better than Larry Bird. Shaq. Well, again, now
Jack's the most dominant center of all time.
Yeah, we're just talking about different positions now, so I don't like doing that. But I'll stick it with the main three on there. MJ, LeBron, KD, all three are better than Larry Bird. I'm sorry. I just think that's
– Well, I mean, the thing is that Larry didn't have the same athleticism as LeBron or Michael Jordan. You could say with LeBron versus MJ, LeBron has the advancements in strength and conditioning, but he's also just a freak. It's tough to compare guys across generations.
Yeah, I hate because his point was like if he was in this generation, he'd be more like a Luka because he'd be strong. And it's like, all right,
Larry, you're right. He's not wrong in that regard. I think he'd be better than Luka because he's a better shooter than Luka was then.
He played when he played.
No, he did. He played when he played.
Why is MJ playing in the 90s? Why is he still regarded the best ever? He didn't have the advances LeBron.
Because he won six titles. He was an elite defender. And he was an elite scorer.
Amen. That's it.
I am taking MJ over him. One on one. Yeah, I'd probably take LeBron over Larry Bird for sure. Not probably. I for sure would one on one.
I was gonna say Jesus.
Sorry, LeBron is a great passer and everything. Though if I'm building a team, I don't know that I'd take LeBron over Larry. Sorry.
Yeah, I mean that.
He's one of the best team players of all time. Kevin McHale was not as good as he was when he first joined Larry. Robert Parrish was not as good as he was either. He turned them into something more and. I guarantee you now.
I wish I could be on your side. I wish I could because I'm not a LeBron guy. I'm really not. You know that.
Mm-hmm. I would take
LeBron over Larry Bird.
But here's the thing. I would. I'm not as comfortable saying that about Kevin Durant. Larry.
No. I agree with you. But I'm talking about all around skill set. KD is like one of the best scorers I've ever seen play.
Yeah. Yeah, no, but I think I'd rather take LeBron's a better playmaker than KD, but KD's just such an outstanding scorer. I think I'd take KD over LeBron.
Honestly, since I don't love LeBron, I would take KD over LeBron.
Ty, where are you falling all this? You're quiet.
He hates LeBron, so he's KD.
I want to know his Larry take.
I would take Durant and LeBron both over Larry. But I think it's a joke to even think that, like, Larry could be better than LeBron. Like, it just – the eras are way different. LeBron's the greatest athlete in the history of sports. Like, yeah, that would have been a lot. But people, like, don't ever talk – people do talk about it, but LeBron's passing is, like, otherworldly. Like, he is – he would be one of the greatest point guards to ever play if he played point guard.
He's like he's magic.
An unbelievable he's like, rebounder. He can score. He's like Magic Johnson.
That's what he's
yeah.
like.
Yeah.
At 6'8" and absolutely freak.
And Larry was a great scorer and a great passer too, but LeBron takes it to another level.
That's why I've never liked the LeBron-MJ comparison because they're not the same player. Like LeBron was always to me more like Magic Johnson.
Yeah.
Except like he obviously could score 30 a game too, but like MJ, he just that's the problem with LeBron and Bird to me because Larry Bird's a killer. Don't get that like that's why I mess with Larry Bird. He's a killer. LeBron's not a killer to me. MJ is a killer. You know, like you have that killer instinct. That's why I've never been a huge LeBron guy.
Well, that's why I would take if I'm building a team.
I respect it. Listen, I'm not
Larry. Larry wins ball games. That's what it comes down to. That's all he gives a shit about.
I'm not disagreeing with that. I'm just saying he's a complete player.
I mean, you talk. The other thing is too, you have him come up in a 3-point era. It's totally different. It's not. I mean, like MJ did not shoot like Larry did. Larry could shoot, but the 3-point shot was not part of him growing up and everything. It's totally different.
Game was different.
He didn't even take like a 2 threes a game.
I've always said this. Like, it would just be hard for Larry to guard those guys,
dude. Too. But you see, that's the thing, and that's what I hear. That look,
he would not be able to guard any of those.
He would have a tough time. He would not go and do what LeBron does as a defender. Although he's gotten lazy in his old age too. He just makes the highlight plays. That's it. Michael obviously became an elite defender and everything, but Larry was not a shit bum when he was young.
I didn't say that. I'm just saying
on defense. I mean,
he's not athletic enough to keep up with those guys.
I also, again, I say it. You know, you talk like if he was came up in an era with strength and conditioning, The Luka Doncic comp, I mean, that's probably because they're both white, but, like, he's an athlete, right? Luka's an athlete.
Yeah. Not as much as an athlete as the other guys.
Well, really? Oh, I didn't realize that. But, I mean, it's a little bit – he looks more athletic on the floor than Larry, does he not?
If you want to compare Larry and Luka, okay, yes. Yeah, if Larry played now, he'd be like Luka better, okay. But I still think LeBron and all those guys are better than Luka.
What I'm saying is that if – yes, I understand that. What I'm saying is that if Larry was playing now where he had those same things at his disposal like all these other guys do – maybe on the defensive end, he wouldn't be. I'm not saying Lucas is a defensive talent, but I'm just saying you don't feel the same. You feel more comfortable with Luca on defense now than you would Larry, right? God, this, you know, I don't give a shit. I honestly don't care.
Yeah, we're going down like a rabbit hole. I'm just saying that I like Larry more than LeBron, but I'd still pick LeBron as a basketball. I don't think it's close.
Okay. Well, the question that I was going to ask, we're going to save for another episode. I have it saved on my phone just because we went down that rabbit hole that I did not expect. The next question, let's see. Okay. This comes from Adam in New Bedford. What WEEI personality would you most like to play Twister with? I told you guys it wasn't all basketball.
Twister?
Yes, the game question.
I'll let Ty answer first because he works with these people.
Well, it would have to be a female, and I don't think I can answer that without being sent to, like, the HR office. So
yeah. I was going to say Glenn, but okay. All right, I guess we'll skip that question then. Let's see. This comes from
– Glenn would just tell you you're playing the game wrong. He's like, I know the creator of Twister. You got to go with this one first.
This comes from Jake in Stanford. Again, another DM. COVID-19 starter pack. What are your essentials what is this? Self quarantine.
Essentials. If they gave the goddamn MJ documentary, that'd be an essential, pricks.
Be outstanding.
Can you come out with that?
No, ESPN's too busy honestly, having a fun time. Well, go ahead.
I was going to say, honestly, like Netflix and whatever. It's crazy. There's no sports on TV. I'm like, you don't even know what to do with yourself. If we didn't have Netflix and all this stuff, what would we do?
You'd be screwed. You need to have – I think you need to have two streaming services right now. Otherwise, you're in trouble.
You got to have two. I got three, so I'm good.
What do you have?
I'm playing a ton of 2K.
Wait a minute, Ty, do you have Xbox?
No, PlayStation.
God – damn it, neither of you two got it.
Fry wanted to come at you on 2K.
Yeah, because I talked to Shime from the Winners.
I'm still the best player on 2K, by the way.
No, you got rid of your Xbox, so you don't have to play me in 2K because you're a little puss.
No, nah, that's not true.
Fryer probably shoots using the square button.
Fryer. That was fucking shit. Dude, to be honest with you, Fryer always was like the Grizzlies with like Mike Conley and all that shit. It was so fun to play him. He loved Mike Conley. He loved what was the nickname for the Memphis's building? The Grind House or something like that?
They're the FedEx Forum.
No, but they called it something like when they were all in the playoffs when it was Z-Bo and all them.
Oh,
whatever. Anyways, that was the team Fryer was. I always gave him some nice L's.
Yeah, I lost a lot to Matt in 2K. There was a certain point like where I was I was still really good at it, and then at some point there was just a drop off. I forget what it was, like after college where I stopped playing it as much. It was bad. Let me see if I can find that nick. I can't find the nickname you're talking about.
I think it was called like the Grindhouse.
But I was trying to talk to Shime about setting up Twitch and everything so I could play like listeners or anybody else. I know you have. What do you have, the Switch now?
What?
You have the Switch, right?
Yeah. I bought that for like big like party events. It's fun. It's because I wish I could play Xbox now. I never have the time. I used to love 2K Halo. Yeah, no kidding. Now when I need it, I didn't know it was an epidemic, pandemic was gonna happen. Ty, I might just go to Ty's house and whoop his ass.
Ty, are you playing my player mode?
I play that a little bit. I play in the neighborhood with a bunch of buddies, like in the rec. So you can play 5-on-5. You just grab four buddies and play 5-on-5. It's pretty cool.
I should have freaking got I should have got PlayStation. I screwed that up years back because nobody has Xbox anymore.
Xbox is legit.
I love Xbox, but it,
we got to call up Joshy D. We got to get him on the Zombs. That's what you got to do.
Does he have Xbox?
Yes, he does.
Oh, I got to see if he can get him to get 2K then. I haven't played Zombies.
He last won't play 2K.
Is he bad at it?
Yeah, I just never been someone that plays it.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. Let's see. I would say I think that you're both right. Video games having streaming services. I would say too, you want to have a couple DVDs because you might lose internet before you lose power. You may still get power for a while. And then I would say, honestly, I have books like that I read. They may have pictures in them, but that's a whole other story. But I
I did just get two good books that I want to start reading, and now I have plenty of time to read them. The Jay Billis Toughness book. I've been wanting to read that.
Oh, okay.
And then I got that Mamba Mentality book from it's written by Kobe.
When did that come out?
I don't know. I just had seen it online, so I bought it.
Well, you know,
it's a picture book. You'll like it, Nick. It's got like 240 pages, but it's really good.
Yeah.
It is a picture book?
It is a picture book.
I've never opened
a lot of pictures.
I just bought it, but it's good, Ty, because I heard it was good.
Yeah, it's a lot of really cool. I mean, he starts going up through like his entry into the league and then his final year and the grind and all the preparation and the mindset and stuff. And it's got a lot of pictures. So it is a lot. It's a lot of stuff you've never seen before. So it is cool in that aspect. But yeah, it's a good read.
Do you actually have any books, Ty, set aside just in case?
I am starting the Gucci Mane biography, like the life of Gucci Mane or whatever.
What's that on? Gucci.
What? Don't judge Ty just because he wants to read Gucci Mane stuff.
Is that like a real thing? Like, what's interesting about that?
It's the autobiography of Gucci Mane.
Oh wow!
Did he go to prison?
Oh yeah, he went to prison for like 7 years when he was like one of the biggest popular, one of the most popular rappers in the country. Jeez. Back when we were in high school, he was massive.
Oh, yeah, man. He was.
Yeah, that sounds like.
He went to prison. He went from being fat. He lost like 100 pounds. He stopped doing lean every day and got his life back on track.
See, we all have books that we're reading. Mine are, you may call, comic books, but either way, we all have books that we're reading.
Did you ever read the book Basketball, the Simmons book?
No.
No.
It's like 500 pages, but if you're a basketball fan and you have nothing to do, like that is my number one recommendation for a basketball fan, especially the NBA. He runs through like 40 years of everything that's happened and like untold stories. It's really good. It probably came out like 6 or 7 years ago, but he throws out crazy ideas of like moving the Basketball Hall of Fame to French Lick, Indiana for Larry Bird and
how sweet.
He wants to change the Hall of Fame to like a tiered system. So like not all Hall of Famers are equal. And he's got a bunch of really cool ideas of like how he would change the NBA and like an oral history of the league too. It's interesting.
When did that come out?
That was his first big book, like probably 2013, maybe 2012.
So
it's called The Book of Basketball.
Okay, when you read those books, seriously, if you think that there's stuff that people would like, we should do a 2-minute review. I think that right now we have no idea when games are going to start back up, and we may run out of shit to talk about. Real quick, Slam just put out one of their like little like they you know how they put out these graphics all the time. Favorites, who's your favorite Celtic? Okay, ready? They have Tatum, Kemba, Larry, Isaiah Thomas, Paul Pierce, KG. Ray Allen, no one's going to say Ray anymore, Rondo, Antoine Walker, Bill Russell, Bob Cousy, and who's the last one that they have? You want me to roll through that again real quick?
Just Jonas Jerebko.
No, they have Kyrie Irving on there. Why would you put Kyrie on that list? No one's ever going to say Kyrie.
I hate him.
So freaking stupid. Anyways, back to the questions. Now, this one kind of stems off of the Grant Williams stuff the other day. I don't know if you guys saw on Instagram, he cast some of his teammates as Looney Tunes characters on Space Jam. Of course, we have all of that coverage on WEI.com, nothing but the hard-hitting news. And actually, my mother wanted to know the answer to this question. If you guys were to cast yourselves as Looney Tunes characters in Space Jam, who would you be and why?
Well, that's a really good question.
Oh, man.
I probably –
Be honest. There's no egos here. It's fine. You know, if you think you're Bugs Bunny worthy.
Yeah, I mean, that's just kind of, I feel like, the obvious. Like, you'd be like, oh, I'm Bugs Bunny. I like I'm honestly having a brain cramp. I can't think of his damn name.
What does it look like, or he?
Oh, I'm the Tasmanian Devil, baby. I love that guy.
Honestly, when I was writing that up, I was like, I gave
the duck. That my favorite part of that movie is when he's like gut check time, and he's got the helmet on. I love that part. There you go. I'm one of those two. But I like Taz.
Taz and Marcus Smart, I think that was the easiest casting of all time.
Yeah, that was funny.
I'd take Pepe Le Pew or...
Pepe Le Pew's the man.
Or Elmer Fudd. Elmer Fudd's hilarious. I don't know why he's funny to me, but I love
Elmer Fudd. He is funny. Dude, there's so many good characters in there.
I think if I was to pick one for myself, it would probably have to be Foghorn Leghorn. Because he's so long-winded and never knows when to shut the fuck up. So I think that would be perfect casting.
I did love when Grant called Stan the fat guy. He's like, oh, that's Brad.
I saw that and I was like, holy shit, he called out Wanamaker. Oh. First people I thought of were you two.
I hate Wanamaker.
Well, you may never have to watch him play in a Celtics uniform again.
That would honestly be the best present anybody could ever give me.
And then the last question actually comes from me, and this is for you two guys. Is Jared Leto the biggest douchebag of all time? Because apparently, I'm just going to read you his tweet from today as we're recording this on Tuesday. Wow. 12 days ago, I began a silent meditation in the desert. We were totally isolated. No phone. No communication, etc. We had no idea what was happening outside the facility. Walked out yesterday, so that would have been Monday, into a very different world, one that's been changed forever. Mind-blowing, to say the least. I'm getting messages from friends and family all around the globe and catching up on what's going on.
Who was that?
That was Jared Leto, the guy who was also known as the worst fucking Joker of all time.
Wow. That's what he tweeted?
Yes, he tweeted that. So is he the biggest douchebag of all time, gentlemen?
I would say he's up there in my top three now.
Top three?
I'd say he comes close to Kyrie Irving, but Kyrie tops him only because I like 30 Seconds to Mars music. They do have some good songs. That is fucking weird, though. A 12-day silent meditation. So – is he sitting in complete silence for 12 days in the desert? I feel like that would fuck with your brain. Like, being self-quarantined for 12 days is dangerous to your health. Sitting in silence for 12 days?
Do you think if they told Kyrie he tested positive corona, he would just say, nah, that test is wrong? I was thinking about that. Like, you know?
What's that drop all the time? He's like, I live in the real world or something like that.
Yeah, the one time I was playing. I'm telling you, I feel like if he tested positive for corona, he'd be like, nah, that's not true. The world's flat.
Appreciation for the real world is great, and sometimes we lose track of that or something along those lines.
He's so fucking stupid. Honestly, though, I give it to Leto. I mean, this guy, when he was doing the Suicide Squad movie, which he partially screwed up, he was sending, I think he sent like dead rats as gifts to his cast members or something like that, like in packages or some extent. I don't know. So I give it to Jared Leto over Kyrie Irving. So another loss for Kyrie. That's it. So do either of you guys have anything else before we get going?
Weren't we going to do like your starting lineup?
That's what I was going to save for next episode. Yeah.
We'll save that one.
Yeah. Well,
Only thing I want to say is people be smart out there. Like, I want this. I really want this thing to end as quick as possible. I want the world to come back to being normal.
Telling me. Normal
as can be. So just the people that are listening to this podcast, don't be selfish. Just because you don't get affected by the corona if you get it. Like, stop the spread of this crap.
We definitely have listeners who fall into the category of at-risk individuals. So
correct, Fennis, be careful out there. The Don needs to be protected at all costs. The Don.
Ty, you got anything before we get going?
No, I'm good.
Okay. The one thing I want to say to people too is obviously what Matt says is important, but with there being a lack of like original content out there that for us to react to, we're now more than ever it's important that we start trying to get guests in the course of things. I am trying to now actively work harder on that behind the scenes. Hopefully we get one in the next couple weeks. We've talked to people before. Maybe now is the time we finally talk to Glenn to have a fireside chat with him. I don't know.
That'll fill the next 5 months right there.
That would honestly fill two episodes. I would have to do it one-on-one because the way we were, for our listeners out there though, if you're somebody you want us to go after, I mean, we're going to try, I'm going to DM people on Instagram and I would say LeBron is unrealistic, but outside of that, just ask. If you want us to try and get somebody, just let us know. Ty has connections to people in the media. We can do that too. So I don't know. Let us know. Other than that, we will definitely talk to you guys again next week.
What it do, baby?
Yeah, yo, what do you know?
I'm just trying to be all right with it. Yeah. I'm just trying to be all right with it. Yeah. I'm just trying to see the light in it. I think we should take a ride with it. Yeah. I'm just trying to spend the night with it. Yeah. I just want to be all right with it. I'm just trying to see the light in it. I think we should take a ride with it. Hey, I got no resolutions. I'm just hoping for some.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.